and talking to each other and thinking they're accomplishing something. They're people who don't know the real meaning of the word work. They're kind of sad and self-important. And I, as far as I can observe, they're not doing anything very important. I mean, if they're against greed, well, we're all against greed. They're against fraud, well, we're all against fraud. There are already laws against fraud. I don't understand what they're doing. The only times I've ever been around them, all they did was bang on drums. I don't see that that accomplishes very much.
They represent the 99%.
They don't represent the 99%. The 99% are working, Occupy Wall Street. They're working. Try working.
Or they want to be working. There are those in the 99% who are trying to work.
I don't see these guys working. Bang on drums ain't working.
What do you think?
I guess he doesn't like them so much. I think they bear watching, Christine. And
they bear watching.
They do bear watching. Because they're a force. They have been growing. They're in hundreds of cities.
So that means there are thousands of them in a country of 308 million.
That's right. But I mean, why would you ignore
anything?
You're suggesting we should ignore them?
I would ignore them completely. I wouldn't pay one bit of attention to them any more than I would pay to a crying
child. You're not a policeman down in the lower Manhattan.
Well, if you're not asking me if I'm a policeman.
Are you a Wall Street person? They march to your house and try to bang down your door.
Absolutely.
They bear watching. They're rallying more people on all the nation's elite universities. They bear watching. They're going to organize into a political movement. They bear watching. I'm just saying they bear watching.
If you're law enforcement, I'm not law enforcement.
No, and I said if you're a Wall Street executive, if you're at a university, we'll go through. If you're a politician. They bear watch.
They don't bear watch if you're a politician. They're a trivial, insignificant bunch of punks.
But the president, Nancy Pelosi, the president, they've talked about the movement. I mean, when you have the president talking about a movement that didn't exist 2 months ago, that's something. But I will say that Wall Street executives, they kind of think, well, they're not talking about us. They don't think that this movement is talking about them.
Well, then they're wrong. They are talking about them. Listen, I was just down at NYU's business school, and they had a panel with myself and Governor Patterson, former governor of New York, and one of these leaders, or not leaders, of Occupy Wall Street, because he kept saying he wasn't a leader. Listen, I don't think these guys are perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But the room was packed, and the debate was very, very active. Mm-hmm. Some of the students said, you guys are punks. Get to work. Some of the students said that. Some of the students said, I'm glad you're trying to destroy the capitalist system because it's based on slavery and it should be destroyed. There's this whole range of opinion. It was a great debate, but people did talk about the fact there's no economic growth or none to speak of, or it's just incipient,
right.
Number one. And number two, they talked about the income and wealth gap and how that was making them feel unhappy.
But
so
it makes me tapping into something.
It makes lots of things make
you
me
don't
feel
bang on a drum.
Lots of things make me feel
to bang
unhappy
on a drum,
too.
Man.
I assume I have to work. I assume I have to work to get the things I want and that my wife wants and my children want.
Right.
I do not assume
have
the bang on a drum. Lots of things.
Have you ever protested?
Oh, yeah, for the Black Panther Party. Absolutely.
But we
had specific goals. We had specific things and we wanted the government to do and consider. We demonstrated against the war in Vietnam. We had specific things.
Were you
banging
drums out there?
No, we were not banging drums.
Well,
we had specific plans.
Now, we asked them about the goals, and that was a very interesting point. And we criticized them. People were criticizing, why don't you have any goals? And they said, we're only 2 months old.
Right.
And we said, well, that's kind of,
their goal was to call attention to themselves and to avoid doing constructive
labor.
Don't
you think people said that about you demonstrating against the Vietnam War?
Because we are working. All three of us here, I have to actually take a break to pay the bill. So don't move for a second because there's more I want to ask you about. Getting a job, tough in this economy. One of the things that they're, what would Ben Stein do next?
You get them jobs.
You are a business pro. Your core competency is competency. And you rent from National because only National lets you choose any car in the aisle and go. You can even take a full size or above and still pay the mid-size price.
I'm getting an upgrade.
As you wish, business pro, as you wish. Go National. Go like a pro.
Now through January, earn a free day with every two rentals. Find out more at nationalcar.com.
Peter 10:17.
Ruth 2:11.
James 11:9.
When I was hungry.
When I was lost.